This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the usual caveat that there are lies, damned lies, and statistics, today's economic offering from the Department of Labor would seem to indicate that we have reached another milestone in the climb back from the Great Recession. It comes in the form of something called the four-week moving average of first-time unemployment claims, and that I know is a mouthful. But basically, it means there are fewer people applying for unemployment benefits, which is good. Now, however, comes the part where I say, but Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes it from there.
If you have a job, you can breathe a little easier about keeping it.
You are actually no more likely to get laid off now than you were before the recession started.
Heidi Shierholz is a labor market economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says employers have cut most of the fat they can out of payrolls.
They don't need to lay off anyone, so they're holding on to their workforce.
Still, Shierholz says consumer demand hasn't risen fast enough for companies to expand.
The side of the equation that hasn't picked up yet in the labor market is hiring. Hiring is still extremely depressed.
Government figures show job postings are stagnant, and there's just one job for every three job seekers. Ken Goldstein is an economist at the Conference Board. He says that has big implications.
In terms of the overall growth in the economy, you know, we're wasting this labor resource because we can't put it to work.
Nearly 12 million people are out of work in the U.S. More than a third of them have been jobless for over 6 months.
I think the really big question is whether the recession has done permanent damage to the labor market.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. He says the labor market is recovering very slowly, and that slowness could be eroding the quality of the workforce.
Has it knocked people out for so long that people have lost skills and lost hope, and that there's a generation who'll never return back to the workforce?
We don't have an answer yet, but Wolfers says that's what's keeping economists and probably job seekers up at night. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.